as we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. This will be interesting, a little behind the scenes, and I'll include Lisa on this. Now, she joins us every week at this time, and behind the scenes now, usually the day before, I will send her four or five things that we've either talked about or want to talk about during the segment. We called it her docket, of course. And this week, I have included a story about a pregnant woman who was wrongfully arrested because of a mix-up, a mistaken identity, and she was detained, and she's pregnant and said it caused her all sorts of problems. Now, if you're thinking, wait a minute, I've heard that before, we did that a couple of weeks ago. So here's the thing. A moment ago, Lisa gets on the phone. She talks with Biggie for a minute. Here's the difference in how I react to Biggie and to Lisa. Biggie buzzes in and says, we think you may have a story on there that we've already done. I say to Biggie, mind your business. I know my business.
You've never been more wrong.
Yep. I said,
you telling me how to do my job?
How to do my job? You think I've made a mistake and included something we've already done? What kind of idiot do you take me
for? I don't
for?
Chew my cabbage twice. Yeah,
that's right. I told him, mind your own business.
Let me tell you, Lisa, what it is you probably don't know this. He's with all my health ailments. Chris Kelly has promised to try to be kinder to me because, frankly, he doesn't know when my last show may be, and neither do I. But see, I think what happens is he's trying to be kind to me, so now he has to snipe at me in other ways. But
it's building up inside him, it's coming. Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, it was a snipe.
Yeah, I sniped at him. I was like, "Don't you tell me my business."
Well, and this all started yesterday morning with him because the morning was contentious pre-show over some different things, so this just bleeds right over into it.
So then Biggie says, well, Lisa brought it up, ask her. So I get her on the phone before 30 seconds left in the commercial break, and I say, Lisa, did you
hey, Lisa.
She said, I think we might have done this story twice. I said, oh, you're right, sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Dumb old Biggie.
You're not going to believe what he said.
Yeah, Biggie doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I think we might have done the story already. Oh, you're right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my error.
Oh, no.
Oops, sorry, I'm slumped.
You should have seen the different body language and tone I used with Biggie and you. Don't you dare challenge a story that I've put on this docket. Oh, my gosh, you're right. I'm so sorry. Hey, Lisa. Well, let's get to the docket here.
All right.
Get on these stories. Well, first of all, a quick one. You've told me before that a man can be arrested for driving a lawnmower while drunk or a horse while drunk out on a roadway. But this week, a guy got a DUI for driving a lawnmower, which we get. I've always been on the side of you can't give him a DUI for riding a horse because the horse is in control, but I've been proven wrong on that. Now, here's the ones we came up with, Lisa. What if you're on a skateboard while drunk and on the road? Do you get a DUI for that?
So it depends on the jurisdiction. The majority will go with a motorized vehicle, so a skateboard would not get you there.
Okay.
But that has been broadly construed in most of those jurisdictions to include a bicycle, which is not motorized. And then some statutes just say a vehicle, in which case it's really, really broad. But in general, I would say the vast majority, horse, bicycle definitely will get you there, boat, ATV, any kind of scooter. Mm-hmm. And now that we're seeing so many of these electric, like hoverboards and one wheel and electric skateboards, those are being held if you're drunk on those. But if it's just an old-fashioned skateboard, most jurisdictions, you're going to be okay.
Wow, okay.
That's great in-depth analysis here.
I never know what to call those one wheel things. They're so bizarre.
Very weird.
They're just a one wheel. Well, I mean, the one wheel is a brand. My son rides one, and they're a lot of fun. They're kind of dangerous, but they're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Do you enforce the helmet rule at your house, Lisa?
I do. Yeah. I got to protect the egg, you know, and he gets it.
Big time.
Most kids in our neighborhood are they don't even think twice about putting on helmets.
That talk about changing over the past 40 years.
Yeah.
When we were young, you would never ride a bicycle with a helmet on. If anybody did, you called them a nerd or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even frankly, my generation.
I know.
I mean, my parents tried to have helmets for us, but we just were like, we're not wearing those.
That just flipped all the way over.
Did you call people nerds?
I did. I used to call them nerd.
The few times you were able to.
The very few times.
Very rare.
To actually snipe at a nerd.
Yeah.
Very, very rare.
Because usually you were on the other end.
Oh, 100%. The other night I was watching Teen Wolf.
Mm.
It's a great movie. If you've not seen it, this is 1984 or five. Yeah, something like that.
Classic.
Michael J. Fox. Well, they did van surfing where Styles would get up on top of the van and they would drive. You know, Michael J. Fox would ride him around. I puckered during that scene. I was like, you can't do that.
Not as a kid, you didn't.
Not as a kid.
No.
Now I look at it. Like, oh my God, you're gonna fall off that thing and bang your head. Protect the egg. Exactly. Well, that eliminates then. We also had on our list rollerblades and sleds. But
yep. You should be okay. In the majority of jurisdictions, rollerblades and sleds are going to be okay.
Now, a woman in Seattle is suing the U.S. Navy, the Blue Angels specifically, alleging that their fighter jet performances near her home, there's an airfield near her home, caused great distress to her elderly cat, Layla. She witnessed great distress in this cat, and then the cat died after a couple of flight demonstrations over her home in August of 2023 and 2024. And she says, even though my cat, Layla, had congestive heart disease, much like our very own Biggie, it was the stress put onto her by the Blue Angels that caused her to finally have panic attacks and ultimate death. Lisa, I think I know what you're going to say. Even if she's successful here, she only gets the value of the cat, which is not much. And I don't think she can be successful. What are you thinking on this case?
No, she's not going to be successful in this. And the cat, it's a very loved, this young woman loved this cat. And it was, I put a picture of the cat on my social media. She dressed it up. It's in like a little tutu with some bells on its head. I mean, it was a very loved cat. But, you know, this is like those people, I mean, the animals get disturbed by fireworks. You have every year around the 4th of July, you have all these people, don't do the fireworks, my dog, you know, it's part of life. You know, I'm sorry your cat died, but there's not really, she's not going to have any recourse against the Blue Angels. Now, part of her lawsuit, though, that she may get some traction on is that she went on the Navy social media that allows commentary, and she put all these comments on there, and they blocked her. Mm-hmm. And that part of her lawsuit, she may have some success with, because when the government puts out a social media that allows commentary, it's considered a public forum, and the Supreme Court and appellate courts have held that they have kind of restrictions on the speech that it just can't be profane, obscene. You can actually use profanity, but not to the point of obscenity. And apparently she put some pretty colorful stuff on there and they blocked her. So anyway, that part of her lawsuit, she may have some traction with, but unfortunately the cat and the tutu, no.
Yeah.
Crazy cat lady's back in the comments.
Yeah.
Blogger.
Right, blogger.
And she put up pictures this time. Her cat's in a damn dress.
Send a couple of jets over her house.
Right.
Fire up 3 and 4.
You're disturbing my precious.
Send a pastor out. Even now the cat's dead.
Yeah.
Just to bother her. Oh, but you know, I'm emotional justice. If I saw
a dead cat,
picture of that cat, I'd be handing her money. You know how I am.
You want to go after the Navy for that? You know, you could kind of take a lesson from this. You know, about Biggie and his stress level. You know,
you're right.
Don't worry about it.
You're right.
Well, remember, he's trying to be kinder, and we see how that's going.
I never know.
Right.
Yeah. I told him we done, but Biggie says he's not missing any more days this year. He's dragging his dead leg in here no matter what.
He did get a tingle last night.
But unfortunately, last night he got a tingle in the knee.
You see, Lisa, it's like every time I make a proclamation, my body goes, hold on, boss.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Hold my beer. I'm going to be back.
That's right.